Okay, Rabbeisai, Simon Reish Samach Vav. Save Yud Beis. Yesh Oimrim, some say. Tedavke bechavilo etiru laso is kein, avaloi bekiso. We spoke yesterday about his halacha that a person, if there's no choice, no alternatives, what is he meant to do with his load that he has on Shabbos? What's the... No, that was, if he did something even better than that. Run his best. Just run for it. So he said that, Yeshayim, some say that his running eitzah, his running option is actually, dafke bechavilo et tirolasis, kein, we're only allowing this running alternative, dafke with chavilo, with its heavy bag, a heavy load, they were allowing it. Avaloi bekiso, if it's his purse only, that he's got around his belt, his money belt, a purse on his, which is quite light. Chachomim were not matter that he can just run for it until he reaches destination. No, only with a heavy load. And some say, who are in kisa, some disagree. And some hold that no, whether it's a heavy load or a light load, either way, running helps. What's the rationale for this? If Kotnam at Gimel explains, the Dafka bechavilo. Dafka when it's a heavy load. The Hainu B'Makom She'efsha, excuse me, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Shikvedu is heavy, Ve'ein Derech, it's not the norm, Lord, to run B'Masa Kovet. With a heavy load, it's not the norm to run and jog. Ve'islei Keren, it's a recognizable thing that you're doing, you're not going to end up doing Akir V'Anocha. Avol Bekis Shukal. But if something is particularly light, Ein Hekabrit, then it's not recognizable doing anything strange. It's quite common that it's the heavy load which makes it into a recognizable. The fact that it's heavy and you're running, that makes it something that is recognizable. If it's a particularly light kind of thing, a purse, which is in your pocket, on your belt, or something like that, then the fact that you're running is not recognizable, and therefore some say that you were not matir, but others disagree. And again, if there's no option of goy, animal, then you should, some say that even if it's a light load, you can run, that's the best option. And Mishnah Berurah says that the ones who are matir and allow running also for light loads, he didn't lose anything, that's fine as well. And especially so if it's not a proper Shusar Rabban, it's a comedy. So again, to Mishnah Berurah paskens, that it doesn't make a difference if it's a heavy load or a light load, like a tissue. If it's just the buttons, that it, whatever it is, Mishnah Berurah holds in the Shulchan Aruch's psak is that whether it's a light load or a heavy load, Ritza is considered a hacker and is recognizable. And that's the way, that's what you should do if you have something in your pocket on Shabbos. You should run all the way till destination. So, yeah. Now, I want to just quickly go through the amount and speak about the halacha l'maaseh application. Somebody forgot his purse on Shabbos and he's holding it. So if he's reached his house, towards his money belts that were attached to the belt. Now, he's finally reached home. He's got his muktzah purse on him. So he ran all the way home, and now he reached home. Okay, it's on him now. He's reached home. Now, what should he do now? Does he need to drop it the very first second? Or can he put it, it's not very nice to have it in the dining room or in the entrance, in the corridor, to dump over there his muktzah items. Is he allowed to walk all the way to his bedroom, say, and drop it over there? Or does he need to drop it as he walks in? In terms of muktzah. So Shulchan Aruch tells us, he's allowed to go to any room that he wishes, to loosen up his belt, and to keep it there, and it drops there and hide it over there, that's fine. If he's in a marketplace, in a public place, also then he obviously won't be allowed to carry it all the way home. If he's still in a public domain, like in a shuk, in a market, he should just drop it over there where it is. There's no heter to walk all the way home with it. And he should ask the goy to look after it. But if the goy brings it, that's not a problem. And Shinalef is discussed what happens if it's actually stitched onto his garments. What's the halacha then? Right, Rabbi, I want to just now quickly, briefly summarize what is the halacha. So again, what exactly is the right way to do if one finds? I'm not going to be talking about muktzah item. I'm talking about any carried item that ended up in your pocket and you walked out of the house. What are you meant to do? So we're going to talk about first best, second best, third best, fourth best. What's the best options in various scenarios? So, if a person finds, I think a tissue is the most common example, or sometimes when you have trousers, you only realize a year after you bought them, that actually there's buttons in the pocket. Do you know what I mean? So you have something in your suit, and you realize that you've been carrying on Shabbos. Now, I'm assuming that it's something which is not valuable. If it's valuable, it's a slightly different discussion. But I'm assuming it's something which you don't mind losing. So it's not a 50-pound note. What are you meant to do? So now, the essential question we always need to ask ourselves is, where did this carrying start? Is it a carrying that started in Rishus Yochid or is it Rishus Rabim? And I mean, the following question, it could be that you, in theory, that you actually started walking at home. But if you have stopped on the way, a proper stop, then you've done already a full-fledged hoitzah, you've done Akira Holocha Hanocha, and then you've done a proper Issa Deraisa already, Meshogik, but you've done Issa Deraisa, and now actually the walk that you're doing now, the Issa you're doing now, actually start with Rishus Rabim. So the first question you need to ask, is it something which started in a house or in a public domain? Where did I start? Because it could be that this halicha started in Rishus Yochid. If I haven't stopped yet, then it's one question. But it could be that I started carrying this tissue in at my house. But in the meantime, I've stopped 3 times, and I've schmoozed twice with my friends, and I had another conversation, and I've stopped over there, and I've done proper stops on the way. So if that's the case, then actually the malach that I'm doing is Dalat Amr Rishus Rabim, which is starting Rishus Rabim, not Rishus Yochid. Does that make sense, Abayi Sai? So that's always the first question we need to ask. Is this hoitzah that I'm doing now, did it start in a Rishus Yochid, in a private domain, or did it start in a public domain? Where did it start? Have I stopped in the middle? Yes or no? Now, if I start in Rishus Yochid, I know for sure I haven't stopped. All the stoppings that I've done are not considered proper stops. Tying shoelaces, maybe traffic lights is questionable. But I know that I have not stopped properly since I exited Rishus Yochid. So what am I going to do then? Continue where? Where to? Good. So now, the halacha is as follows. Dogel mamava is mechadesh, that if you go all the way to the Rishus Yochid Shiyotzeh Misham, you should go from where you started. You should go from where you started. That's the ideal. When you start the Rishus, let's say you walked out with a tissue in your pocket from your house, the best thing you should do is go to your own house. If it's not practical, you don't have to go to your own house, but you can go to any other private domain. Because what you've done then is Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid without a stop. It's just about an Issa Drabonon. If it's Lukamlitz, it's a very light Issa. I will not fail to mention that there is also a very good option that you can do, but it's not so practical, is that you can put it on a Mokum Ptur. That's not so practical. There's not so many Mokum Pturs around, but if you do it's into a Mokum Ptur, into a domain, which is not a public domain, not a private domain, but it's something in between, something private domain, which is very small, sometimes post, but not in this country, it's not, but what's that?
Green boxes where the telephone wires are.
Yeah, there might be. It might be. That's a public domain. That's a Mokum Ptur. You can just put it on top. But it's not so poshet. I've seen people making mistakes and assuming that something is Mokum Ptur and really was Chor Rishus Yochid, which is Rishus Yochid. So you have to be very, very careful before using that. You're 100% sure that it's a Mokum Ptur. So if you know for sure you've got Mokum Ptur, put it on Mokum Ptur. But more easy is you go to Rishus Yochid. Now, you should go to Rishus Yochid. Go to a private domain.
You could go to
Shul. You can drop it in the shul.
Would the shul not be a public domain?
No, because it's a common misconception. No, because a private domain is defined by something which has four walls. In a halachically, it's not the fact that it belongs to a public, it belongs to a private. The halachic definition is from private domain is that it's got 3 walls or 4 walls, let's say, and it's in a surrounded area. That makes it Rishus Yochid. So a shul, although it may be public property, let's say, but even if it, so you've got a train station, which may have hundreds of thousands of people going through it every day, but it's still going to be called a Rishus Hayochid, a private domain, because it is fully surrounded.
So
it's probably considered a Rishus Yochid. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Isn't it simple then that the person just goes, takes it to shul and then leaves?
Yeah, best. Simplest, yeah. Now, if, however, he stopped in the middle, that's already more problematic. So let's say he stopped to have a shmuz. He knows he stopped, or he knows he had a conversation halfway. So what happened was that he did already a proper hoitzah for Rishus Yochid until the place that he stopped. He did already a hoitzah. Very unfortunate. Now, what he should do now, if he's still in a stopped position, just drop it out of your pocket, and shalom aleichem. If you're still. But if you only realized after you started walking again, so then it's a bit more complex, because what you shouldn't do is what you shouldn't do is you should certainly not walk with it to the Rosh Hashanah, because you're doing an Akir in Rosh Hashanah and then walking to Rosh Hashanah. That's the worst thing you should do. So if you stopped and you have started walking already, what is the best way to do? What's the best way to do? What should you do? You know you've stopped and you're walking with a tissue in your pocket. Drop it. And what should you not do? What you should certainly do, you mustn't stop. Because by stopping, you're doing an anocha. So you might not stop. If you suddenly realize that, oh no, I've got something in my pocket, and you know I've stopped, don't stop. But just drop it out of your pocket in an abnormal way.
That's what you should. If you've already stopped.
And now you're stopped or you're walking?
No, you've realized you've got it in your pocket, but you've already stopped.
You've stopped. And now you've restarted walking or not?
You haven't restarted.
Just drop it out of your pocket. You've done, that's it.
Restarted walking.
Then you should drop it also out of your pocket, but in an abnormal way. You have to be very careful that it's in Zrike Kalachayat. Drop it out of your pocket in an abnormal way. Yeah.
Sorry if I'm being difficult, but what about the 2 points? One, it's against the law to drop tissues or rubbish in the streets. And also, there's additional fact that is it a Chilul Hashem? For the Goyim that are passing, they see you drop tissues or whatever it is in the street. So those 2 points.
Okay, with regards to the first point, I'm not in the legal profession. Are you convinced that it's against the law to drop a tissue on the floor? I know that.
Is
it against the law?
Yeah, fine. You can
get. Yeah.
Litter.
Right. Okay, I don't know if it's. I mean,
it's different if there's a bin. If you can drop it in a.
Yeah, no, in the bin you shouldn't, because the bin you should certainly not put into a bin.
You can't put it in.
No, because there's Shus Yochid.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So with regards to Chilul Hashem, yeah, it could be. I think that a lot of bins are Shus Yochid. Yeah, but if you started walking, if you have stopped already, and then that means that you've started Alicha in Rosh Rabim. So you may not take the tissue from Rosh Yochid, from Rosh Rabim into a
bin.
If it's particularly small, it might be Mokum Tur, but I don't think it is.
Sometimes you've got CCTV.
Right.
And if they see you dropping it.
Yeah, but I think Rabbi Feingold's point is correct, that if you can't get a fine for tissue. Yeah, you can get a fine for that. Yeah, but if you say that it's for religious purpose, and they may not believe you, but
they won't buy
that. It's a religious coercion.
In America, you can do that.
You can't do it here. It's not gonna go down well. Okay, so I can't. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know what to say about Chilul Hashem. I don't know. In a way, I don't know. I must tell you that I feel that. I don't know if things that. I don't know. What do you think about the Chilul Hashem element?
I'm not worried about that. But the fining as well. If you get fined, you're making a loss technically. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's got value inherently.
No, but that's not. I hear what you're saying, but we don't consider that value
so
per se.
You said we should drop it and get fined.
I don't think you're going to get fined so quickly.
You can find it, go down.
How often does it actually happen? People have been getting fined. Okay, so I critical importance always to know and to realize and to be aware, where did I start this hoilocha here? Is it uninterrupted from the public, from my house? Is it uninterrupted? And therefore it's considered Rosh Yochid? Have to then just go into Rosh Yochid? Or is it considered interrupted alicha? It means I've started Rosh Rabim. And that aloch is very different. Chaim Yeshua.
If it's uninterrupted, yep. You have to run to get...
Very good question. Ideally, very, very good question, Chaim. Yes, ideally you should. Yes. Yeah, but we're saying even by a light load. Ritza, if possible. Chaim Yeshua asks, if you've got a tissue in your pocket, and you realize you've got a tissue in the pocket, and you have not, from Rosh Yochid, uninterrupted. So Chaim Yeshua very correctly points out that this is really the depth of the early Shulchan Aruch, that is a hekker. And even by light load, as Naftali points out, that even if a light load, we said is a hekker, and the purpose of the hekker is not to make anocha. That's exactly why we're running. To make a hekker, recognizable action that we don't stop. Because you mustn't stop, yes.
If you haven't stopped yet, from the beginning, when you come back into the Shasayachit, do you have to do Kalachayat?
No, you do not. No, you do not. You don't need to do kilachayat. It's as if you have never done a melacha. Yeah.
If it's,
yes. Yeah, if it's a mukta item, correct. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. Okay. That's the mukta part. The mukta part over here is what the Mishnah Berurah point that Mishnah Berurah brings actually the Gaon who is Cholek that look at Sifkot Lamed Hey. You can carry with this mukta item. You can walk around with it all the way till your room. Since the mukta is anywhere in your hands, you can walk anywhere with it. So we're learning there's a rule over here. This is actually a rule. That if you're holding mukta, once you're holding it, it's bad of you to hold it. But if you're anywhere holding it, you can keep holding it until you reach the room. He's holding the mukta item. He's holding the mukta item, so he can walk in it to the room. The Gaon is cholek, So if God Machloek is over here, if by mistake, once you end up holding a mukta item, are you allowed to, do you have to just drop it on the spot? Or, the Mishnah Berurah brings really the Ramah, that you, once you're holding it, you can walk with it all the way till the room where you want to keep it. Yes, Naftali. It's okay? Moshele, okay? Make sense? Yeah, you're clear. Good.
So you found a good coin in your pocket or whatever.
And where are you now?
You're in
the Rosh Rabbi, in public domain.
Yeah.
And you know, have you stopped since you've left the house or not?
Well, if you've stopped.
So if you have, well, either way, you have to get rid of it.
Yes. So the question,
if you have stopped, then you should just drop it out of your pocket in an unusual way.
And if you haven't stopped,
then you should just go into Rosh Yochit. And drop it there into any private domain, like a house, a shul.
Well, you have to take it out with your hand.
Well, you have to do it, shake it out from the pocket.
You shouldn't take it out with your hand.
No.
In either case.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's look at Sifkut Gimel, Reb Gideon, and tell me if that's what you want to hear. Motzar Anakeh b'Shabbos, a person finds a wallet on Shabbos, which reminds us of the story of the... Yeah, that's right, very good. I want to just know who the story is, you know, because I know what you've paskened. Motzar Anakeh b'Shabbos, if a person finds a wallet on Shabbos on the floor, also little, you know how to take it. Although shiore that you are concerned, penyakti menu ach, maybe somebody else is going to take it. So that is the case. That is really the scenario that we spoke about. You know, with the coin found on the way back from Kosel. So that is a wallet being found on Shabbos, a wallet being found on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to take it. So that's what you was. Even if it's a financial. It's not a financial loss. It's just that you're not going to. You know somebody else is going to take it. If I don't take it now, it's somebody else is going to chop it. So nevertheless, you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it. It's mukta. The Mishnah Berurah, very interestingly over here, brings cholkim. He says, also litlo sifkot lamed ches, afilim yamo tachtov lo yavir aba ames, afiloch also misho mukta. Even if you don't, even if it's just like mamash near, you can put it, you can hide it well, 4 amas away from that. You're not allowed to hold it, you're not allowed to take it, because it's mukta. For lo shaykh latim ishom pseita, and the heta of pseita, of loss, is not relevant over here. Why is it not considered a loss? Why is it not considered a loss? If you find a wallet on the floor, why is it not considered a loss? No, even if there isn't. It's not yours yet. Since it's not yours, it's not considered a loss. If it would be yours, it's a loss, but it's not yours yet. Even not allowed to tell a goy, take this water, they look after it. And the Eli Rabbi's Mekel said, tell a goy, look, I found this on the floor, look after until the Shabbos. So there is cholkim, and there's machlokes achronim as to whether you can ask a goy to take it and look after it. Some say you can, some say you can't. But either way, the yid who is finding a wallet on Shabbos, that you define. So if you, in other words, if you walk home from shul and you see a 50-pound note on the floor, you can take it. No, you know, it's not no simon. You found 50-pound note on the floor. So now are you allowed to take it or not? So we learned that there is various aterim that apply if it's financial loss. We're learning over here that these aterim don't apply over here. You're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it. It's mukta. You're allowed to carry it. None of the aterim apply. Although £50 is a lot of money, but it's not yours yet. So you're not losing anything. You're just not gaining something, but you're not losing anything. The aterim don't apply. But one important point is the bialocha. Bialocha says, if you can push it with your foot all the way till nearby, that's acceptable. That's fine. That's fine. So the Achmosifka. So in that case, in that story over here, so he could have, there would have been a heter there. Really, he could have pushed this very significant money. When he could have pushed it. He probably could have pushed it, probably. He could have, I don't know. Maybe Paschal not in Bialocha, or maybe there's another issue there. Yeah. Oh, that was really good. Very good. Okay. So I'm not sure. What do you think? I'm taking not sure. I mean...
Or the pressure will sort of... some will sort of cover it somehow.
Yeah, he could have probably... Covering is probably okay as well. Yeah, covering should have been fine, but... Yeah. Covering should have been fine as well, maybe. Yeah. Okay. We are ready for Simon Reish Samach Zayin, Dini Atfila Be'erev Shabbos. New topic, Rabbis, all together. Baruch Hashem, this Yid came safe and sound home on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he came safe and sound. It's all fine. He's got his wallet, he's got his laptop, he's got his mobile, safe and sound. And it's fine, Baruch Hashem, everything happened, you know, he's on time. Now, what happens is that Simon Reish Samach Zayin tells us, Dini Atfila Be'erev Shabbos. What about davening? So now the next simonim are the halachot with regards to davening tefillah on Shabbos. It's quite a few simonim, and that leads into Kiddush as well. So we're going back a step back, and that's mincha on Erev Shabbos. Sif Aleph. But tefillahs on mincha on Erev Shabbos, I know from our claim, there's a halachot that we don't say tachanun. We don't say tachanun on Erev Shabbos. But so what happens if a person davens at early mincha? Do you say tachanun or not? No. No? No? Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph. Ein Neuf Mipnei Shu Samuch Lachnos Shabbos, because it's close to Shabbos. That's why we don't say Tachanun. Chinkos V'Levush, that's what the Levush Paskins. V'Chos V'Prim V'Gold, V'Prim V'Gold, writes. V'Nira, do I think Shemispalin Mincha G'doyla, when we daven early Mincha G'doyla, Hachzois after midday. Nami also, Ein Neuf Na Plein, we don't say Tachanun. Tachanun is not to be recited ever on Friday. Never on Friday afternoon. V'chein mishoichel pas achatzois. Similarly, somebody who washes and eats bread after midday after chatzois. Gam ken eloy ma'al anaris bovel. We don't say al anaris bovel. Ki im shir amalois and mi v'alocha. We know there's alocha that you either say shir amalois or al anaris bovel. And whilst it's interesting that the meaning of al anaris bovel is not very widespread, Mishnebu does say in at least 2-3 places it speaks of al anaris bovel. It's important to al anaris bovel on the days that. That on the days that we say tachanun. So he says, if a person washes on after chatzos, which is not ideal, by the way, we've learned earlier, a person shouldn't really wash after chatzos. But if a person does, then he should say shir amalos and not al naris bavel. So if it happened to you that you wash after, like in the summer, it might be more relevant. You wash summer Friday lunch. You wash for motzi. So if you wash, you should say shir amalos from chatzos. Shamalos, yeah, and not on those bubble. Right, okay, we're stopping over here, Rabbi. We learned about the chavila that according to there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch as to whether the heter of ritza of running does this apply only with heavy loads or also with light loads? And Mishnah Berurah certainly paskins that it applies both by heavy and light loads. We learned with regards to mukta that if it's a mukta item that you walked into the house with a mukta item, you can. You can walk with it all the way till your room, and you don't have to drop it as you walk in, because once you're holding muktzah, you're holding muktzah. The Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Gaon is Cholek, and it says you have to drop it as soon as you walk in. We then learned that that somebody finds a wallet on Shabbos, which is a significant value, said that you're not allowed to take it, because even if you know somebody else is going to take it, you're not allowed to take it because it's not yours, it's not in Zoycha. And Mishnah Berurah does have a discussion in Machlokes Achronim as to whether Rabbi Kiva is Mekel, as to whether asking a goy to take it for you, and we are Matzeh Lemaisa. The Halacha importantly tells us that if you want to kick it with your foot, that's Mutter as well, despite the Halacha's Muktzeh, but that's fine. And Reish Samach Zayin, which we started tonight, tells us that Mincha is not to be recited on Erev Shabbos, and even if it's just after Chatzos, which is Mincha Gdoila, one should still not say Tachnon. Good evening, Rabbi Sein.